My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So I got bosses texting me, hey, you know, this is some interesting timing here, because Brent and I didn't want to practice. And then I got, when TA's texted me, well, you know that there's probably just some.
What's TA saying?
Oh, it's all house cleaning stuff. That's what they say. Him, Zach, everybody, they're just taking a big bucket of cold.
Let us live a little.
They took ice cold water and just dumped it all over this whole thing.
That's no
fun. Which
you
guys are probably right, because last year, they did it in March last year. So I figured if they were going to do it again, they would do it in March this year and just get it over with. Now, because the timing seemed odd. They were like, okay, we're right before the season. And yeah, I got Ja'Marr Chase walking around in a t-shirt and shorts, making Zach Taylor look like a moron in front of God and everybody. Now, you're not going to get Ja'Marr Chase because the Bengals are never going to make a deal with you unless it's that stupid of a trade. Unless it's that stupid of a trade to the man in Shaker Heights who still listens to the show. Unless it's that stupid of an historical trade, the Bengals are never going to trade with you. You over there who listens still to every single word I said.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Okay.
It sucks to make a move like that for house cleaning.
It's not fun.
Guys, he's got to be good this year.
To be fun.
I'm rooting so hard for him to be good, because I do not want to be at the end of that deal where it's... Because you're extending the deal, and all that could end up being is dead cap space. If he can't play well, I mean,
if Deshaun Watson does not work out, there are going to be some ugly years at the end of this.
You know it's not going to be good when all I can do is make noises and go, that ain't good.
Not good noises. Those are not good noises.
No, they are not. So there we go. So they've made a move to extend basically everything with Deshaun Watson's contract. This gets them their head above water for the 2025 league year, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to go out and get Brandon Ayuk or CeeDee Lamb, even though they just signed CeeDee Lamb in Dallas. Well, there's plenty of people, I think, just pay attention to the Browns, because I'm just looking at my computer screen and reacting to the people saying CeeDee Lamb right now, Danny. It's like, well, he just signed $136 million with $100 million guaranteed and a huge signing bonus, so CeeDee Lamb's going to just play against us week one with the Dallas Cowboys. So you're not getting him, you're not getting Ja'Marr Chase, and probably not getting Brandon Ayuk, probably not getting Trent Williams. Seems to be that's about it.
I just don't understand why now for this. If there's not something, if this is just strictly a housekeeping thing, why wasn't this done in March like it was last year, or April, or May after the draft, or even June, July? Like, why are we waiting until 10 days before week one for this.
We got Mary Kay at 8:40. There's probably a really good reason for that. There probably is that we don't foresee. I mean, they're paid to know all these things about timing. And I mean, we went over the Deontay Foreman thing. I'm pretty positive that Deontay Foreman will be a Cleveland Brown again, either by the end of today or this weekend, because of the entire loophole that they exploited with Maurice Hurst last year,
right,
with the Cleveland Browns. I think they'll probably do the same thing. There's timing to this. There's loopholes. They got lawyers who look over this. Andrew went to, where did he go? Princeton, right? Didn't he go to Princeton or Harvard? Which one?
Some Ivy League
school. Yeah, he went to some school I could never get into in a million years that they would probably look down on me even if I stepped on their campus.
They don't even want you saying their name.
They don't even want me saying their name. So yeah, he does all that. He knows all that. And Paul DiBodesta knows all that. And so here we are.
Do you think that they have more confidence Harvard. In him by doing this?
No. No.
You don't think? Because no, but it's, I thought part of the reason why it had not been done is because they need to see Deshaun be healthy before they commit to kicking the can further down the road. They need to see him perform.
Okay.
That's part of the reason why I thought they were not going to restructure him this year, because they didn't know what they had in him and they wanted to stop pushing it down the road.
I understand. And I thought that. And I remember back in, it had to be either April or February, somewhere in the spring. I know that in the spring. Couldn't have been February. That Jack Duffin of OBR had written, he's their cap guy, and he wrote a big thing about them restructuring his deal. And Lima pays attention to this stuff very closely, and that's why we thought, well, maybe they're not going to. Maybe there's questions. Because at that time, we didn't know about his health. We didn't know about it, you know, what his future was going to hold with the Cleveland Browns. And so the more time that went past that, because Jack had written that this is what happened right now was always going to happen about the salary cap. So that was going to be like a house cleaning situation or a upkeep situation for them to be ready for the cap for 2025.
Right.
But then the more time that goes by, A, you forget these things over time, and B, you start to think, okay, maybe there's something. Before you forget those things, you start to think maybe there's something in there that is clunky that they don't want to restructure his contract with. Because it did feel like there was going to be some sort of a carryover for next year. Well, now the time went away, and then right before the season, when I got one wide receiver walking around the field in a T-shirt and shorts, and his coach looking like an idiot. And then sure I got did. Another guy who continues to play this dance of seduction where John Lynch sounds audibly irritated. This is John Lynch yesterday answering questions about Brandon Ayuk. Hit it.
Communicated to Brandon's camp at any point, say, in the last few weeks, that he would be expected to practice.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into our communication again, but, you know, there's, you know, at some point you got to play.
So John Lynch, who played, John Lynch is audibly frustrated with being asked the question, going through this, knowing a season's coming around, knowing that it's basically Super Bowl or bust with this football team. He's audibly frustrated with all that. So yeah, you forget these things, you get your hopes up. It's probably nothing more than a housekeeping issue, but it continues to take a big spoon and heap more pressure on Deshaun Watson, because if he doesn't play well, I mean, this thing is going to hang on over our heads for years to come.
Do you think if he doesn't play well, you feel worse about it now because they restructured again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it extends everything. You had to restructure just, according to this carryover, you had to restructure just so you keep your head above water for next year. Because that's right from Zach. Which, again, by the way, I'm sorry I wasn't paying attention to you. I was trying to read what I can.
I
feel really
funny.
Bad about that.
I thought it was funny.
Stupid by me, and I'm sorry about that. Thanks for calling me out on that. I mean that.
I'll try to do it more throughout the show.
Well, hopefully I don't make that same mistake like some other people around
these
parts do. Well,
let's face it, Kim, we both know. Yeah. You're going to do it at some point.
Hopefully it'll be few and far between instead of every other day like somebody
That's
else.
That's okay. We'll restructure your contract soon, too.
Create more cap space.
He's got the day off. He ain't listening. 216-474-0092. Mike and Avon Lake, you're first up in the Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Danny, love having you on. I'm with Kenny. That's my thought on this. Oh, no problem. I love listening to you guys together. My thought is they wanted to go through camp and see, hey, is Deshaun healthy? Is that shoulder rehab? Is he making the throws? Are we confident that we're going to be building around him for years to come? And if the answer was no, you don't restructure. You bite the bullet now. And I think they saw enough and said, let's restructure. Let's get that carryover for next year. And maybe there is a move. I don't think there's an AIC move. But, you know, maybe they reach out to Minnesota, to Adolfi, and say, hey, what do you want for JJ at this point? Or maybe this is just carryover. They hit. We have confidence in Deshaun now. We're going to build around.
It's probably the latter there. That's a good thing because it's like, all right, then you have confidence in that he can keep your head above water as you start to go through roster transition. Because I think that is going to be happening this offseason, Mike. I think that we're going to probably have to let go of some names that we all know and love. That gives you some credit, or at least gives you some confidence that you can credit him with. By that time, you hope that he's able to play to a level that keeps you guys going in the right direction and keeps everybody employed.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think we're at a point now where we're starting to build depth through the draft, and maybe a guy like Zinner can step in for a Batonio. You know, we're starting to build depth in the secondary where, hey, if a Ward gets another concussion, you have a Khalifi. We're at a kind of different point where we've always been preparing for the worst and thinking about the future. Well, the future is now, and I really believe they think, hey, this Deshaun looks healthy. We're going to roll with him. Let's carry over some cap, and let's keep this thing rolling as long as we can. And, you know, I'm just very excited. I think this is a good thing to hear this today, not a bad thing. And it doesn't mean
I'm not trying to make it a bad thing. I do think of just, and Mike, thank you for the call. I think it just puts more pressure on Deshaun Watson to go out there and perform. Because again, if he doesn't, then this is going to be something that hangs over our heads. Like they can just fire Andrew Berry eventually and he would get paid a lot of money and go away. Same thing with Kevin Stefanski. You guys are the ones, and this is where I got so upset about the whole fear thing yesterday.
Yeah.
Is like fans are the general managers for their entire lives. So you're the one who has to eat these contracts forever. Of all the bad things, you're the one who has to deal with it. Because in every argument that you get with other fan bases, they throw these things in your face in perpetuity.
Yep.
And yeah, while you may remember some general managers for bad moves, they just get paid a lot of money and they move on with their lives as best they possibly can. They're competitive people, so they don't like being fired. But that's still the consolation prize that they get. You don't get that. So I don't want anybody's time to be wasted. We've been trying to do this thing for 8 years to get this thing going the way we like it. And when you have the restructuring that goes on, you're right. It does make you feel better that at least he could hack it and play well. But also, if he doesn't, you're going to be looking at this football team where you're going to get rid of some of these players because you have to, and then you're not going to be able to replenish, and you're not going to be able to have fun during training or fun during trade deadlines. You're not going to be able to have fun during the beginning off season and being able to sign free agents because you are still paying off the deal on a quarterback that may or may not very well be there.
Quite frankly, if it doesn't all work out, Andrew Berry might not even be the one that has to pay the piper on this.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I think a lot of executives in sports, whether it's GMs in football, basketball, baseball, they're fine trading away the future because if it doesn't go well for them, they're not going to have to clean up that mess. They're making a mess in so many cases for other people. I will say, I do think that this restructuring Deshaun today after training camp is something I'm going to view as the Browns sort of, it's their vote of confidence in Deshaun Watson because I don't think they would necessarily be fine. And there are, Ken, as you've alluded to, the salary cap is not the most real thing in the world. There would have been other ways. They would have found a way without having to restructure Deshaun Watson's contract next year to get under the cap. They could have done that. There are other ways they could have done that. So I do think that after seeing him in training camp, and a lot of us are in the dark here because we're not at training camp every day. We haven't seen him play in a preseason game. But because of what they have seen so far, if they feel comfortable doing this and kicking this can down the road, it makes me feel better about the type of player he's going to be this year on the field.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.